The Lord said to Moses, "Avenge the people of Israel on the Midianites. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people." And Moses said to the people, "Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian, to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. You shall send 1,000 from each of the tribes of Israel to the war." So there were provided, out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe, together with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, with the vessels of the sanctuary and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. They warred against Midian, as the Lord commanded Moses, and slew every male. They slew the kings of Midian with the rest of their slain, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the 5 kings of Midian. And they also slew Balaam, the son of Beor, with the sword. And the people of Israel took captive the women of Midian and their little ones, and they took as booty all their cattle, their flocks, and their goods. All their cities in the places where they dwelt, and all their encampments, they burned with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the booty, both of man and of beast. Then they brought the captives and the booty and the spoil to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the congregation of the people of Israel at the camp on the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the leaders of the congregation went forth to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds who had come from service in the war. Moses said to them, "Have you let all the women live? Behold, these caused the people of Israel, by the counsel of Balaam, to act treacherously against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and so the plague came among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known man by lying with him. But all the young girls who have not known man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. Encamp outside the camp 7 days. Whoever of you has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. You shall purify every garment, every article of skin, all work of goat's hair, and every article of wood." And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to battle, "This is the statute of the law which the Lord has commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can stand the fire, you shall pass through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall also be purified with the water of impurity, and whatever cannot stand the fire, you must pass through the water. You must wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean. And afterward, you shall come into the camp." The Lord said to Moses, "Take the count of the booty that was taken, both of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the congregation, and divide the booty into 2 parts, between the warriors who went out to battle and all the congregation, and levy for the Lord a tribute from the men of war who went out to battle, 1 out of 500, of the persons and of the oxen and of the asses and of the flocks. Take it from their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest as an offering to the Lord. And from the people of Israel's half you shall take 1 drawn out of every 50, of the persons, of the oxen, of the asses, and of the flocks, of all the cattle, and give them to the Levites, who have charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now the booty remaining of the spoil that the men of war took was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 asses, and 32,000 persons in all, women who had not known man by lying with him. And the half, the portion of those who had gone out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The asses were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was the offering for the Lord, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. From the people of Israel's half, which Moses separated from that of the men who had gone to war, now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, and 30,500 asses, and 16,000 persons. From the people of Israel's half, Moses took one of every 50, both of persons and of beasts, and gave them to the Levites, who had charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then the officers, who were over the thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and the captains of hundreds, came near to Moses, and said to Moses, "Your servants have counted the men of war who are under our command, and there is not a man missing from us. And we have brought the Lord's offering, what each man found, articles of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings and beads, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." And Moses and Eleazar the priest received from them the gold, all wrought articles. And all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord, from the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken booty, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tent of meeting, as a memorial for the people of Israel before the Lord.